Alright, folks. Honey Boy Edwards was born in Shaw, Mississippi in 1915. Let that roll around in your brain for a minute. This building wasn't built until about 1927. It may have been a while that we have an artist who's more experienced in the Oriental Theater, in the Oriental Theater. By the time he was a teenager, he was rambling the Mississippi Delta with legendary blues artists like Big Joe Williams, Robert Johnson, and eventually Little Walter Jacobs. He made his first recordings for the Library of Congress in 1942, started his professional recording career in Chicago in the early 50s, where he has been on and off ever since, keeping the legacy of the Delta Blues alive. In 2005 and 2007, he was recognized with a Blues Music Award for the Acoustic Artist of the Year. And in 2008, he won a Grammy Award for his portion of the recording Last of the Great Mississippi Delta Bluesmen. His new CD is entitled Roaming and Rambling. It's available on Earwind Records out of Chicago. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my privilege and honor to introduce to you Mr. David Honey Boy Edwards. Thank you.
and cry. Two men and women. Yes, I'm going, and your cry won't make me stay. Oh, you cry, darling, because you drive me away, because you drive me away, because you drive me away, because you drive me away. Don't stop loving them, cause I'll never treat you right. Don't stop loving them, cause I'll never treat you right.
Thank you.
your bush out of now. Beat you down to the ground. Eat what I am now. Down in the valley. Oh, blue boy, blue, blue. Please come and blow your horn.
Lockwood Jr., who died at the age of 91, 2006. Great, great.
I'm a blues player, that's all I'm here. I got to have one of these days.
privacy feedback up here. One note.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm up in the morning, and I'm on right
out there.
You don't have to move.
Been to the King Biscuit Blues Festival in Helena, Arkansas over Columbus Day weekend. It's a very fine, free festival. It's Friday night all day and all night Saturday, and then there's gospel on Sunday. And Helena is a town of 5,000 most of the year, very poor, and a lot of barge traffic. It's a stop on the Missouri River for barge loading and unloading. And during the festival, there are 50 or 100,000. It's a great, fun festival to go to, unless you are a vegetarian. Then you're in trouble, folks. There's lots of barbecue and fish, but trying to find it. Anything but iceberg lettuce is a challenge. So Honey Boy spent a lot of time in Helena, even met his wife in Helena, and he's going to talk a little bit about Helena.
Well, can't talk much, but Helena was a town was on the Mississippi River, about 6 miles from Memphis down the Mississippi River, and that was a town back in the 30s and 40s that it wasn't much money in the town, but a lot of money come into the town, because it's that little town stayed open all night long. The piano knocked all night, the guitars played all night, and the shooting dice all night long. So a lot of times people couldn't do that in, but they go there where they could do it. Because the laws they kept the laws on there, so they could do anything they want to do, just have fun. And take the boats in the Mississippi River, the people would work on the boats, putting mattress down inside the water to keep the water from over the farmer's land. They put the mattress down inside the river. Then on a Friday, they tie up, what they mean by tie up their land there in heaven. They have pockets of money. They come up the hill, shoot that and gamble all night long, and women be waiting on them. So they would have a lot of time in that town at the time. People used to come from Houston, Texas, the gambling, Chipper Bond had suitcases of money. At that time, I don't know where to get it from, but they got it from somewhere they had it. And they'd come in that town with money, and the people in that town would be laying around waiting on them to get there with that money, with them bad dads and bad cars. When you leave, you would have those, because the people didn't have no job, they was laying there waiting for the folks to come in with that money where they clip them, they go back broke. And the money be left there then, because they leave it right there. So I was young at the time running around there. It was Sonny Boy, and Doug Lowe, and Robin Adhock, Little Walter Jacob. Little Walter was young and all of us. He was just a kid boy then, but he'd play harp, with his harp play around. And I brought him to Chicago with me, 1945. See, I've been here a long time. See, I'm 93. I've been here a long time. And we all had a nice time. I brought Little Walter to Chicago. We was playing on the streets. One Sunday morning, playing on Michael Street. And he was playing the number one baby. Said, the woman come by there, she looked down at us. We had a kitty laying down in front of us, cigar box, for the person, nickels and dimes in. Walter played at them and said, baby, don't you want a man like me? She said, yes, baby. And she dropped a quarter and cigar box there. She pulled a purse out of my arm. She wrote a note on that, dropped it down in the box, telling him to come out the house that Monday morning. So he said, honey boy, I'm going out here and see what this old blade want.
Preacher,
he's talking about. Female preacher. Yeah, she's a young woman. She's in her early 40s, nice, and she's a Christian woman too. She had a church, but she liked the blues. And she had been in Chicago a long time. I know for that, the pool she had around in the town. She had to carry them downtown and bought them a couple of suits. He didn't have them, so we'd be that class to put on. Got them a couple of suits. Got him some table seat shoes, $1.40 put on his head. He come downtown and said, one of my feet, she had him by the arm. And I looked away. He looked at me, he wanted to laugh so bad, he didn't know what to do, he wanted to laugh. She had dressed him up and everything, something wasn't used to. So at the time then, I was scared of Chicago then, it was so cold in Chicago. I didn't want to stay. After August, I broke and run back down south. So Walter told me, he said, honey boy, said, I'm not going back. So I'm going to lay around here and hang these guys around here. He was laying around Muddy Water. Come down there, go to Walter play. I think he went to Floyd Jones in. And he picked Lou Alder and came to his house because he was a good harp player. That's when Lou Alder started playing the way it was. And so it's Lou Alder, he's from Louisiana. He was a Creole, a little boy, boy can play harp too. And he's quick-tempered, he likes to fight too, he's really quick-tempered. And him and Whitey Dad went down to Memphis, and they played a gig in Memphis, Tennessee. Coming back from Memphis to stop in Haytown, some of y'all know it, it's on 61 Highway, coming back towards St. Louis's. And Wall asked for the rest of the money, and went to the game the rest of the money, so they got the argument in them on the fight. Muddy pool, side the highway, Walter gets out the car. Muddy, he pulls off and got on the highway, 61 Highway, and some of the boys asked Muddy, said, why don't you go back and pick up Walter? He said, don't leave me like that. Muddy turned around and 61 Highway went back to pick up little Walter, and he did Walter Walker trying to catch a ride. He's a mean little boy. He's a mean, and so Muddy said, come on, man. I said, can we talk it over? I said, we can make it up. Walter said, man, I ain't gonna ride with you. I said, I ain't getting going back with you. He messed around, Walter wouldn't go, so Muddy come back to Chicago. It's about 3 or 4 days for Walter made back in Chicago. We made back in Chicago. When he got back, Chester Carlton come to sun for him, because he knew he was a good artist with Muddy Waters at the time. Walter went down there to see what he wanted. He said, I want you all to get together and start back. He said, y'all doing too good together for the bus stop. Like, Walter told Chester, he said, man, I said, look, see, I'd rather get me a days off before we got started anymore. I get a days off. He was just like that. So Chester put little Walter with the Miles brothers, Dave Miles, Louis Miles, they started out together. And the first number Lil Walter recorded, Juke, and I can't hold on much longer, he had a hit on both sides of the numbers. He told him, I said, I don't need you, man. He said, you need me now. But he started out for himself and just lived too fast, like Robert Zahn. He just lived too fast, and nice little boy, the women was like crazy about me. Kept a pocket money, chest put him in a Cadillac and everything. And, oh, you know, he wasn't something he wasn't used to. You know, he just got too big for us, if you know what I mean. So you can get like that sometime. A lot of time, money turn folks crazy, but it don't turn me crazy because it just made it spin. You know what I mean?
Honey boy, what you told me a lot of times is money ain't everything, but it's a damn good thing to have.
No, boy said money ain't everything, but it's a damn good thing to have, though.
We're gonna have John Alex come out and play a little bit with Honey Boy in a few minutes. So, John Alex, wherever you are, get ready. I don't know where you are, but get ready.
Man, I'm coming. Sometimes I wonder which way did my baby go? said the bell rang. I hit it low down Bush Wixie Blue. Thank you.
Thank you.
last number, which, you want to do drop down numbers? Or? Honey Boy cut this for Chess in 1953.
Yeah.
And Chess was, Muddy Waters was really hot with Chess right then, so they kind of sat on it for a while because they didn't want to mess up Muddy too much. So, but I bought the record in 69, and that's, and because of that record, I went to see Honey Boy in 72, and we've been doing this since then. So, thank you, Chess, for recording Drop Down Mountain with Honey Boy. This is it. Hope you like it.
Thank you.
Wiggins, John Ellis Mason, and Michael Craig. Let's go to you, baby. All right, we'll be out there in a few minutes. Come on up. And remember, folks, you didn't hear us down the street or some other place. You heard us right here at the Oriental Theater, so make sure if you enjoyed the show, thank you for coming. And the booking agent, Dustin Perrico. Thanks for bringing us out here, Dustin. Can't read my own writing. Swifty LaBarbera. How about it for Jeff Kopp, who promoted our show on the radio? And the Colorado Blues Society for helping us out back there. And I didn't get a chance to shout out to James Van Buren, a great blues and jazz singer in town who came to see our show. You ever see James around, make sure you catch his show. And we're all over the world, folks. We're on the web. John Alex is on the web. Check us out, send us an email, sign up for our email newsletter, and come and see us, make a field trip. Where's that guy from San Diego who came to see us tonight? Thank you very much. See you in a few minutes. And hey, we go anywhere, so if you want to see us in your town and we haven't been there, come up and see me. And we'll work it out. Thank you all. Good night.